The Philip Morris Corporation paid for the beer, brats, and blues party for the mayors at the Memorial Union last night. While the mayors were treated to a concert by blues legend Taj Mahal, protesters outside vented their anger about that corporate sponsorship and the estimated $900,000 the city may have to spend on security for the conference. The mayor of Santa Monica, California, a member of the Green Party, came out to chat with protesters. Mike Feinstein says he agrees with their opposition to corporate sponsorship.
Yesterday, Tommy Thompson came, spoke to the plenary session about the Bush administration's Healthy Family Initiative, where they're supposed to be promoting less cigarette smoking, because that's going to somehow improve health and productivity in the country, and yet Philip Morris is sponsoring tonight's party on a college campus, so the hypocrisy there is unbelievable.
Demonstrators tore down a temporary fence erected to keep them away from the union, and troopers wearing helmets and riot gear arrested two women after they sat down in the street. Later, police waded into the crowd and arrested three other people who had stepped off the curb. Despite the tense standoff, Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback came out to congratulate protesters for raising the corporate sponsorship issue. He also defended some of the work the mayors have done this week on affordable housing.
The housing agenda is huge because it's linked to all these other things. And on that issue, the Conference of Mayors has been doing phenomenal work, as good as any group. And all of the issues around police security and corporate sponsorship have unfortunately obscured the great work that's been done on housing out of this group, which is good. But I think you're raising the right issue.
The tight security in downtown Madison will continue through tomorrow morning when the conference ends. This morning, the new Homeland Security Department Chief Tom Ridge is scheduled to address the mayors. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.